We have four people who signed up for council communications. Would you please call item number 99?
Request of David Keith Davis to address council regarding activist civil rights violations.
Mr. Davis, are you here?
So, I'm David Keith Davis. I'm with Fight the Sweeps Portland. I'm a founding member of Fight the Sweeps Portland and also the founder of Multnomah County Cop Watch. Today, I've come in front of you guys to discuss some matters. You guys supposedly have a homeless state of emergency in this town, yet people like me who go out and document the ongoing sweeps are actually falsely being charged with interference just for simply documenting these sweeps that are ongoing. On January 7th, I received charges of interference, and it looks like Officer Dave Sanders and the other officers involved in this sweep that happened right across from Bud Clark's Common gave out for other people that were homeless campers, similar charges. I'm not going to name their names out of respect for them, and but I could provide you with documents of all this. There's three people that were charged with interference, four people charged with unlawfully erecting permanent or temporary structures on public property or public right-of-ways, and four people given disorderly conduct charges. So basically, you know, freedom of speech is disorderly conduct or interference with the police in this town. In such a, you know, supposedly liberal town, the war on journalists is pretty big in this town, you know. I was arrested here on November 25th for trying to document the arrest of a mentally ill man in crisis who repeatedly called out for medical attention over 20 times. And Amanda Fritz was here. She's a registered psychiatric nurse. Instead of calling the behavioral health unit, other professionals, the police were called, and they acted in a very unprofessional manner. And Barry Joe Stahl, a man that is mentally ill, that was in crisis mode, was thrown in jail, and he still remains in jail. So, you know, I have two criminal charges, one for this arrest here in council chambers on November 25th. You guys still haven't released the full surveillance footage to my lawyers, which shows that I didn't touch your little G4S security goon, that he actually touched me and tackled me unprovoked when I was doing nothing but filming. So you guys are criminally charging journalists and beating up mentally ill men. And one of these homeless people that got these charges,
Mr. Davis,
is actually a schizophrenic. So that's a real good job you guys are doing for this homeless state of emergency.
Mr. Davis,
and you know, there is a Department of Justice settlement against the city, you know. Maybe you guys might want to actually.
Davis, I'm going to warn you.
Maybe you guys might actually want to start.
It's my turn.
Maybe you guys might actually want to start protecting the mentally ill people instead of just beating on them, okay?
Mr. Davis, thank you for your testimony.
Yeah, so why don't you guys do your job better? Because you're obviously.
Mr. Davis, please take your seat.
Very bad at it.
And you'll be warned against future disruptions.
I'm actually leaving because I can't handle the stench in here.
Would you please call item number 100?
Item 100, request of Mary Ann Schwab to address council regarding brownfields.
Mary Ann, welcome.
Thank you.
We just need your name, and you have a full 3 minutes.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Mary Ann Schwab. I'm a community advocate and have been for a number of years, and today I'd like to address my concerns over the 910-acre brownfields and those not noted. Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm pleased knowing that the City of Portland's Office of Governmental Relations, Martha Pellegrino's team, is actively lobbying the legislatures to approve House Bill 4084. It would enable local government to provide a temporary tax abatement if an owner who did not cause the contamination cleans it up. Surely that does not include homeowners like me who stepped up to repair the BDS-approved developers by right coupling of sewers back in 1908. Soon I will be addressing a newly elected mayor as we citizens fight to protect Hayden Island and fight to stop Pembina-type factories at Terminal 6 from becoming brownfields. First time around, I want to know if Pembina agreed to accept the liability for any health, medical, and environmental effects of damage to persons or environment, and if Pembina agreed to a bond or fund that could be used should their operation result in a brownfield or other damage. I believe these questions need to be answered by any new industry moving to brownfields. Recently, I read the Portland Brownfield Assessment Summary Findings. This guy really upset me. It's estimated that there are approximately 910 brownfields located in commercial and district areas of Portland. I'm guessing this probably is an accurate account of larger industry sites, but likely undercounts the smaller commercial sites, like vacant lots on Division, Hawthorne, Belmont, Stark Streets that were once covered with a gas station or a dry cleaner or an auto repair shop or a print store. Also of concern to me is BDS State and TriMet brownfields not included in the BPAS within the inner southeast neighborhoods, and there's three. Number one, TriMet surplus property located at Southeast 17th and Powell had been earmarked for green space and possible community use as part of the Orange Line. However, in order for the Brooklyn neighborhood to sign a lease, Sewell's attorneys, I'll clarify that, refused to do that because of perceived liability issues surrounding lead and petroleum residues in the soil, too great for a public health risk. Yes, despite that fact, TriMet agreed to clean up the soil to residential standards. Members of the BCA were disappointed. Understandably, they were disappointed. For clarification, we do not have a paid attorney, and we have a pro bono attorney for legal advice. And the problem was that the current order, and I forget which, demanded that we a liability for environmental remediation. The liability could bankrupt us if the second anything happened. The State Department has scattered properties along the Esplanade that continue to be vacant and contaminated, with exception to the property located at Southeast 3rd Avenue and Harrison Street. It's my understanding DEQ tests found two contaminated areas. Mark Lehman's rendering avoided placing RD due to tents over those areas. Three, least I forget the mini brownfields on my side yard, no pun intended, for anyone selling property. My neighbor reported prior to selling.
Marianne, we're a little over. If you could just wrap up. We do have your submission, and the good news is brownfields is a top priority in our legislative agenda, thanks to in part to your advocacy.
One more sentence. I beg your indulgence. In closing, my highest priority, protecting the Wamo property, RH1 Zone 1.31, open field facing Southeast Forest and Morrison Street at Wamo, until the Parks Bureau finds available resources. I'd like to see dogs running in the open field rather than a CM3 industrial complex leave us in 10 years or so with another brownfield. Thank you.
Marianne Schwab, thank you very much. Sue, would you please read Council Item 101?
101, request of Catherine Wilson to address council regarding saving Terminal 1 for a film studio.
Are you Ms. Wilson?
No, I am not. My name is Cindy Rhodes. Catherine Wilson is en route from Eugene and is in traffic as we speak. She will be here.
So our rule is that the person who signs up testifies. When she arrives, I will give her the courtesy of 3 minutes.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Carla, would you please read Council Item 102?
102, request of Reverend Margaret Hepsibon to address council regarding justice.
Reverend, are you here?
I am.
Okay. Take your time. Welcome.
Thank you. Fish?
Is that Christian? No, I'm only kidding. Oh, hello, Commissioner Fritz. I was hoping to make a mention about Ride to Care. Total disaster, so hopefully you'll allow me an appointment to maybe share some of those.
Reverend, if you could just put your name in the record, and you have 3 minutes.
I'm Reverend Margaret Hepzibah, and I live in Lake Oswego in Clackamas County, but I have lived in Multnomah County, graduated from Warner Pacific College. I'm an ordained prophetess and commissioned by God to speak to this nation, to our leaders. I am American. I care about us and the prosperity of our future generations in our nation. I am being attacked and hunted down by the KKK. My son, Sebastian, was killed in Milwaukee, found dead, 34 years old, in the bed, just dead at 34 years old. Coroner said that it was natural causes. This has come forth prophetically now, so I want you to understand, Commissioner Fish, I've been patient. He died on the day of the Haiti earthquake. That was 2010. And if God told me, okay, no more talk about that, it's water under the bridge, I would do so. But he did bring this up just a few days before I was scheduled to speak. So, and then he's been speaking to other concerns of your counsel. So what I'm trying to say is I'm only saying what he's saying, and I want to hurry. I want to make an open statement against the KKK. I want hate crimes abolished. I want their activities to stop in our nation. They're on the rise, and they're ingrained in at our doctors, at our hospitals, at our kids' schools. They're hunting my other son, Nick, down. There was a threat on CNN from the wildlife refuge people that held up the building against my son. They said they're going to kill him. Okay, I need help on these. I want an appointment after this. 3 minutes is in no way equitable for these issues. My son Sebastian killed by the KKK, pretty sure. Judge Mary South Wyatt separated him from me for no reason. I didn't speak to him for a year, and when I saw him, he was dead. Anthony Johnson, Lake Oswego, rented from me and my shelter in Lake Oswego. And he was taken to the hospital and dead 2 days later. He was wearing diapers when he came to me, about 40 years old, bleeding from his rectum and having a best friend named Attorney Tom Grief from Salem. So these things are unheard of, and they've got to stop. And so what happens, Commissioner Fish and the rest of you, when these kinds of injustices continue, then we have ecological judgments. So God is with us. He loves us. He loves you all. He loves us. You know, he's a good God. He's not warring. He's not ISIS, etc. And so what? See, wildlife refuge, I want to get the justice with this Judge Mary South Wyatt. Why she wouldn't allow me to speak to my son for a year, and then I saw him dead in Canby. Why was his body brought to Canby? Former President George Bush. President Judge Bush made a comment about my daughter being accosted in her teens on his state of address. He says, Jeb Bush is never, there's never another Bush to sit on any office in this nation. They are done, okay? And that's Jeremiah 33:17. And I don't know why he's even allowed to make money in any campaign.
I have to ask you to stop right there. Commissioner Fritz.
Reverend, thank you for bringing these to our attention. I'm so sorry for your loss. Rachel Wiggins on the mayor's staff is right here. He's in charge of the police and public safety, so if you could follow up with her. You mentioned at the beginning that was something that you wanted my attention on. Could you just...
Ride to Care. There's a lot going on with that that lends toward the aggressive and just a lot of... unclear but intentional purposes of not getting people to the doctors or aggravating them on the way or driving fast. I have a brain concussion, so if you remember the last time I was here.
Yeah, so that is something that after you've talked with Rachel and the mayor's staff, she can take you to Commissioner Novick's office. He's in charge of transportation, and he's the one who could look into those concerns for you. Thank you very much for bringing them to our attention.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
It's Reverend Margaret, not ma'am.
Reverend Margaret.
If you want to say Ambassador Margaret, you can. And I'm just telling you, for I don't want to see floods and all these things happening and earthquakes, because before the Lord, for he cometh to judge. He will judge his people in righteousness and with his truth. So military, CIA, NSA, they've got to stop.
Ambassador Margaret, okay. Thank you. Thank you. We're now going to move to the consent agenda. Two items I have two items that have been pulled, 106, 107. Sue, any others?
I do not have that.
Colleagues?
Others.
Hearing none, let's vote on the consent agenda.
Commissioner Fish, we need four people present for consent, so we'll need to take each of them separately. But the 106, we needed to pull up before the time starts.
Without objection, and...
Could we pull 109, because that's the only emergency? And then we could vote on consent?
Yeah. Let's.
We need four present.
Oh, for consent, just in general, okay. Even if they're not emergencies.
Colleagues, we'll hold the consent until...
Right, after the time certain.
After the time certain.
Right. With the exception of number 106, the appointees are here.
Without objection, we're going to hear 106 right now, just ahead of the time certain. Would you please read 106?
106, appoint Becky Hunter, Paul Pappas, and Angel Chesume to the Portland Commission on Disability for terms to expire February 2, 2019.
We have Ms. Pappas, Mr. Pappas and Ms. Hunter with us. Welcome. Come forward, if you would. Thank you both for agreeing to serve on the Portland Commission on Disability, and it's the courtesy of the House to give our nominees a chance just to introduce themselves. So, Ms. Hunter, we'll start with you.
Okay. My name's Becky Hunter, and it's an honor to be considered to participate in PCOT. I'm hoping, with my background, to bring some level of sophistication to the Commission in the advisory role to the Council.
My name is Paul Pappas. I live in the Southeast Portland neighborhood of Richmond. I have been in Portland 5 years. I'm a 20-year retired member of the Naval Services of the United States. And my primary motive is that we have a wonderful transportation system in Portland. I'm not knocking it. My primary motive for wanting to get more involved with the disabled community is... transportation issue, and I hate to speak of this with in the absence of Commissioner Novick, but we have a horrible sidewalk problem throughout the city of Portland, and the bottleneck is over enforcement. We have a code that would work if it were enforced, and I'm trying to propose, and I've talked to Becky about this and others. I've been talking about it for about 2 years. People are getting tired of hearing me, so that's why I applied for the commission. Whereby the members of the community of disabled people, especially mobility issues, can help the city. There has to be a way we can help the city do its job, and that's what I want to do.
Yep. Colleagues, questions or comments? Can I have a motion to accept the report?
So moved.
Second.
Sue, would you please call the roll?
Well, the Portland Commission on Disability has become renowned as one of our great, not only advocacy commissions, but also giving us wonderful advice. I know if Commissioner Novick here, he would acknowledge the work that was done during the transportation for hire discussions. And now that Nicole Chiron, who was the original founder of the commission, is going to be returning to staff it in the Office of Equity and Human Rights, I know that you're going to do even greater things. So it's going to be a lot of work. I really appreciate your willingness to serve the citizens of Portland in this capacity. Aye.
Fish.
Yeah, this is a very important assignment, and in the past year we've made progress on many fronts, including most recently, thanks to Commissioner Fritz, we've moved to accept a standard on closed captioning, yep, which leads the nation. So this is an assignment where your work is going to translate into real change in our community. Thank you both for your service. Aye.
Thank you.
Salzman.
Thank you very much for your willingness to serve. Aye.
Welcome. I guess you're going to go down now and be sworn in.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We're now going to move to our time certain, and we're joined today by some extraordinarily talented young people from our community we're going to hear from. Sue, would you please read time certain number 103?